You've mentioned Fashion Group. Could you talk a little bit about that group, what they meant to you for your career and beyond?
Yes. Well, the Fashion Group was out of New York, but there were chapters in the major areas of the country. I think probably L.A. had a chapter. I'm not sure of that, but I know Dallas did. Dallas, New York, and I'm sure there were others that were involved in the fashion business. And you became a member, and that's how we started the Texas Fashion Collection, was the Fashion Group chapter in Dallas, headed at the time, I think, by Alice Warren, but don't hold me to that. It may have been somebody else. But anyway, they decided that Miss Carrie Marcus, Miss Carrie Neiman and Mr. Stanley's collections of fashion should go into a collection. And at the time, it was housed at the Apparel Mart. And then at that time, when the Apparel Mart needed space for other things, is when, Professor Mattel in the University of North Texas and a group of the fashion group got together and were able to place the collection at the University of North Texas. I think that was the name at the time. But anyway, right up there where you are.
Yes.
You know that history.
I know a bit of it. Were you very involved with the group at that time?
I was not as involved because that was in the 70s, and I was I met and married George Alexander, and I gave Neiman's my resignation letter, and they kept me on until I got a replacement, and that took a while, and then we moved to Washington, D.C. So it was only a short time that I, but I helped with the, they had what was called a garage sale every year, and I helped with that to raise funds. Because, you know, the collection needed money in order to be properly taken care of. So we raised funds for the fashion collection at that time. So that was all I was really involved in. Not some of the other rag ladies were more involved in the logistics of getting it from the Apparel Mart to the University of North Texas.
Did you interact with the collection while it was at the Apparel Mart? Like, did you use it for research or help figure out which pieces should be added?
No, I did not. And I don't know who did, before Professor Mattel took it into your situation, because what a perfect place for young people to see these garments and how they're made, and the changes from one period to the next. So, no, I wasn't that involved. So that has to be one of the other ladies.